Hello, my name is Dwight Bowen. I'm president of Dwight Bowen & Associates. We specialize in Kaizen and continuous improvement. Welcome to another competing podcast. Kanban is a tool. Six Sigma is a set of tools. Lean is a way of life. Recently, I listened to Mark Graben's interview of Jim Womack in his Lean Blog podcast. Womack discussed the possible threat to Toyota's growth due to lack of trainers properly trained in the Toyota production system. A link to that interview podcast is in my notes on my webpage, my notes for this podcast. So let's ask ourselves some questions about training. Training to a way of life. One, why do you train? Skip the obvious generic stuff. What are your specific training objectives? Two, what do you train to? Do you have standardized procedures that are being used? Who gets training? Who gets the training? What training do they get? Where does the training occur? How do you know the training was effective? It took Toyota 50 years to develop the Toyota production system, so I thought it would be prudent to take advantage of what they are doing. I found a wonderful source of training information specific to the Toyota production system and administrative as well. A link to this information can also be found in the notes of my podcast. The title of this paper is Training Recommendations for Implementing Lean by Marek Pietkowski, who was the training and education manager for Toyota in Ontario. Let's discuss some of the highlights from this article. A lean environment requires a different style of management, style of leadership, performance measurements, organizational structures, thinking, and culture. We have done a lot of training and made organizational changes, but do we really understand how to select people to implement and run lean manufacturing? Do we know what skills they need to be effective in a lean environment, or what kind of training we need to develop a successful implementation of lean? Observations. Training is done by managers and leaders at Toyota. Not much is written. Fortunately, Jeff Leiker wrote The Toyota Way, which documents a lot of the training and systems at Toyota. Observation two, on-the-job training. They do their training on the job. Observation three, understanding the principle of the Toyota production system, such as team building, single-piece flow, pull and Kanban, tack time, etc. Observation four, five necessary skills of a leader. Knowledge of roles and responsibility, knowledge of job elements, training skills, leadership skills, Kaizen skills. Observation five, development of managers and leaders. Lessons learned from Toyota. Employees do not learn the Toyota production system from books, classroom, or by attending seminars. They learn it from on-the-job training, from their superiors, managers, leaders, and mentors, who continuously advise, review, correct, and drive the knowledge. Difficult to get there. We're talking about a complete culture change. The objectives of training in a lean program are to create an understanding of lean theories and principles. All employees should participate in this training. To train and to identify roles and responsibilities of individuals responsible for implementing and sustaining specific lean programs. To develop a certification program of all lean practitioners. Training modules are grouped into three levels of advancement: basic, intermediate, and advanced. Level one, the basic, the principles of lean, how to manage in a lean environment. Principles of just-in-time and pull. Level two, activities-based training, how to manage in a lean environment. Job instructions, value stream mapping, information centers, and daily walkabout process. I call that scoreboard and gemba walks. total productive maintenance, setup time reduction, standardized work, material flow and Kanban, level 3 training, sustaining and improving, Kaizen and visual management, knowledge of lean tools and methodologies, Kaizen workshop for creating continuous flow, level production. Great stuff. Developing and implementing a new system such as lean is difficult, takes time and patience. Remember, without standardization, what do you train to? You have to have standardization. An effective training program modeled after Toyota's will assist in sustaining, growing, and continuously improving your system. Print out Marek Piotrowski's article and begin to put some or all of it to use today. Thanks for listening. We're interested in your comments. Please go to leanthinkingnetwork.com.